back from the weekend, ready to go with a new day of CNN Student News. Hi, everyone. I'm Carl Azus. We are going to be all over the map today. Our first stop is in the Middle East. We've reported on Syria's civil war for a while now. There have been concerns about the violence spreading to neighboring countries like Turkey. This weekend, two car bombs exploded in a Turkish town that's on the border with Syria. At least 46 people were killed, and around 100 others were wounded. Turkish officials are blaming the attacks on Syria. A Syrian official says his country doesn't have anything to do with it. The fighting in Syria has spilled over the border into Turkey before. Turkey has increased security forces in the area, and its NATO allies have installed missile defense systems there. Let's head back now across the Atlantic to Guatemala. On Friday, a group of judges there reached a surprising verdict in a very important case. It ruled that this man, Efrain Rios Montt, was guilty of genocide, mass murder. Montt was a dictator who ruled Guatemala in part of the early 1980s. This is the first time that any country's leader has been tried for genocide by his own judicial system. While Montt was in power, more than 1,700 native Mayans, descendants of the ancient civilization, were killed by the Guatemalan military. The country's current president, who was a military commander under Montt, denies this genocide ever happened. Legal experts expect Montt to appeal his conviction.
Is this legit? The IRS sets tax rates in the U.S. No, not true. Congress sets taxes. It's the IRS's job to collect those taxes.
Some groups don't have to pay taxes. For example, organizations that aren't in business to make a profit. In order to get tax-exempt status, which is what it's called, those groups have to fill out an application and submit to other checks from the IRS. And right now, the agency is being criticized over how it handled applications from Tea Party and other conservative groups. The Tea Party is actually more of a political movement that in recent elections has been organized in opposition to President Obama. It's made up of a bunch of groups from around the country. Members generally want fewer taxes and less government spending. In fact, T stands for Taxed Enough Already. A review of IRS practices shows that some Tea Party groups that applied for tax-exempt status might have been the target of discrimination from some IRS agents. The review says this might have started in 2010 and that officials at the IRS knew about it in 2011. What happened is that some IRS agents searched for keywords like Tea Party. If that showed up in the name of the group, the application was flagged for additional review.
It contributes to the profound distrust that the American people have in government. It is absolutely chilling that the IRS was singling out conservative groups for extra review.
The IRS director of tax-exempt organizations admitted that agents used those keywords, but she said it was just a shortcut, not because of a political bias. The White House says if any rules were broken, the misconduct should be addressed. The International Space Station has been leaking. NASA's known about this for a while, but last week, astronauts aboard the station noticed the leak had gotten bigger. The orbiter was losing 5 pounds of ammonia per day. This is important because ammonia is used to cool off some of the system's electronics. NASA said it wasn't an urgent threat to the people aboard, but it was a big enough deal that two of the six folks up there stepped out for a spacewalk on Saturday. Their mission? Stop the leak. After more than 5 hours, it appeared that they had by replacing a pump mechanism, but it could be weeks or even months before we know for sure if that fixed the problem. NASA's hoping to use this station until at least the year 2020. You probably don't spend too much time thinking about your morning orange juice. It's a product of Florida's massive citrus industry, an industry that's now under attack. John Zarella explains how the battle could affect a lot more than just your breakfast beverage.